This is Damo's Recovery Session. Coates Hire will help make your project happen. 13 15 52 or coates hire.com.au.
Thanks to Coates Hire. Damo comes in every Monday. Welcome, Purple.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill.
Dame.
Jeez, we've got a
massive, isn't it?
Mouth-watering Friday night coming our way.
Oh, we do. First time these two teams, Collingwood and Richmond, have been in a final, Bill, since the 1980 grand final when they got 113,000 through the gate. Jeez. I reckon they'd be able to get that figure again in this preliminary final if they could. Bill.
But it's, I think it, you can only get
cap it off at about 100, yeah.
Capped
high 99. How'd
they get 113?
Oh, they got 121, I think, in 1970, didn't they, Jim? I think
they used to sit on the boundary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had the terraces, didn't they? So you couldn't.
And standing
on the ground, and the ball would go out of bounds, and players have to walk through spectators to get the ball.
Yeah, the occupational health and safety probably wasn't in as much as it is now.
But... Oh, like the dunny paper. You're trying to get a kick, and they're all wrapped around your ankles.
Yeah.
Like it was a completely different
and
time.
And they ran out for the Cats. Happy Hammond.
Third.
With his the coach.
Harpsichord.
Oh, the captain, the vice captain, and then he ran out.
That's it. Come on, Bill. What went on down there?
What happened down there?
It is going to be completely nuts. It's only going to be the MCC members that stop it being 100,000.
That will be the case. And you'd like to think in 2018 we'd have a system in place to ensure that every seat that could be filled is filled.
Yeah, but we don't.
No, we don't.
We don't.
It's only 2018. Yep. Going back, Jim, the history of these two clubs, it's obviously well known and well celebrated, but... Something, I think one part of their history that's slightly overlooked is the player poaching wars that went on in the sort of early to mid-80s on the back of what happened in 1980 Grand Final. And then Richmond got back to the Grand Final in 82. And then there was just all hell broke loose between the two clubs.
Jeff Raines.
Brian Taylor was sort of caught up in
it eventually, too.
He was. Even Phil Walsh played 1 year at Collingwood as the rookie of the year and then went to Richmond. Craig Stewart was another one, Bill.
Snaggles.
Cloak. So... Yeah, it was an amazing period in the game. And again, it's staggering to think that back as big as they both were in the 1980s, but we haven't seen them in a finals until this Friday night.
Well, it was just like, Richmond and Hawthorn.
Never
played in a final. We did ask Brian on Triple M Saturday night who he will be supporting.
And?
Whoever gets him a gig.
Oh! Well, which we were always confident of.
Come on,
that
Brian.
Being the correct answer.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't just be that. It's whoever's prepared to pay the most.
Yeah, that is true.
And that is true. It will be enormous. And they have run, this is Collingwood, have run Richmond pretty close twice.
Yeah.
It's taken them deep into both of those games for the Tigers to eventually lasso Collingwood. So they'll go into this game with a nice level of confidence.
They will. And you read the game on the weekend better than I did, Jim. I thought GWS would win that game, but you liked what you had seen the previous week against West Coast, which you saw live, and then they backed it up. And it's one thing they've done pretty much all year, apart from winning or losing the first two games where we all thought, gee, here we go again with Collingwood. It was back in round four, wasn't it, when Stevenson kicked those, was it five goals, Bill, on the Friday night?
Yep.
That, to me, was the turning point for that club. And then they just have not taken a short step since that moment. They've had players go down, as we know. They've had players who have been even quiet. And I think like Mason Cox is under as much pressure as anyone because he's had two quiet finals, hasn't he? But even when he had the second of those two quiet finals on the weekend just gone, Hoskin Elliott steps up, doesn't he? I mean, and Josh Thomas, who might have fallen out of form a little bit in the back half of the year or maybe the last 6 or 8 weeks, he still kicked those early goals, didn't he, on the weekend? And they've got 38 goals out of him and 41 goals each out of DeGoey and Hoskin Elliott. Mm. And DeGoey's got that number off only 19 games.
DeGoey, the room he had on the weekend was just unbelievable. Just too much room, which you wouldn't think Richmond would allow that for 1 second.
There's a heap of room, wasn't there? Even with the balls being held up going into the Collingwood forward line, they were still able to configure it so that there was that space for him to lead into. And I don't know what happened there. That was just a clear breakdown and clear breakdown of communication too, because you couldn't have possibly coached for that to be the case.
What did he have wrong with him? Because he went off the ground. He was limping badly and they're saying a rolled ankle, but I don't think it's a rolled ankle.
What did Rowan White say at the time?
Well, he wasn't there.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What did you say?
What's happening?
Forgot
to
turn up.
Oh, he did not.
No, I don't know where he was. But because it looked like a tendon some sort because he come off. Went downstairs, had a jab, and then he come back on, and he was away, and
it was all very quick, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and he hadn't even he had that sort of short step after he took the mark, didn't he? Which was the incident in question, but Yeah, I suppose the fear at one stage was that you hope it's not that bone bruising that he'd had that forced him to miss a few games late in the year. But Treloar, you can't talk highly enough about him, can you? First up, after 13, 12 weeks, the week before in Perth, comes back, and then you get to three quarter time of that game where it's a really hard fought, narrow margin at that point. And you'd probably think he's the one player who might struggle in the next 30 minutes, yet he was the one player who dominated the next 30
minutes. Lifted like a mare's tail.
No, they were really good. Cox is very important to them structurally, though, Damo. So yeah. I know he's been quiet, but they put a lot of ball through him. So I don't see any issue with him, and he'll play that role again. I love him. I love how they've got pressure as the 1-2-3-4-5 thing they
exactly.
do.
Yeah,
they outnumber almost at every contest, so their work rate's extraordinary. They play for each other and with each other and for Nathan Buckley. I love Nathan Buckley.
All that.
The way he's conducted himself this year, Purple, has been just so good. He's relaxed, he's smiling, and the calm demeanour just looks like it's washing over the whole playing
But group. Have a look at all the teams that have left you. The calm demeanour, as you said, everyone's happy. Richmond. And that happens when you win, I know.
Yeah, true.
But certainly Collingwood have changed that around this year.
They have.
And they've been a happy year side all year. Buckley's been great.
Melbourne's the same.
Which
is probably the point you're about to get to, isn't it? I mean, it's a good point.
And then you see West Coast over there. They enjoy themselves.
Yep. And we had Jake Lever on pre-match on the weekend. And again, he wasn't going to criticise what he'd experienced at Adelaide Crows. But as an observation, it was very different to what they did last year. And we all saw that, didn't we, from the outside. And obviously he lived it. And it was a stark contrast to what we're seeing.
And all playing for the coach.
Yep.
And I know every club tries to do that, but there's a buy-in. And they were like Simo over in Perth. The players, you can see, love him. You can see the players this year love Bucks. Mm. Goody, they love him, and obviously Dimmer.
Oh, tracky pants Goody. What is it? You don't go to the footy in tracky pants.
You can't wear tracksuit pants outside of your house, can you? Unless you go to the gym.
He did not.
He had tracky pants on.
He wouldn't have.
He was standing there with tracksuit pants on.
This is a fashion icon, or he thinks he is.
Bill, I was astounded. And in fact, in front of the assembled 1.7 million, just had to point it out.
You said you're better than that.
You got to be better
than
that.
So you interviewed him?
No, we had him on the screen because he was standing up at three-quarter time.
Yeah.
And he had tracksuit pants on.
Is this you putting mayonnaise on a story?
I'm telling you. I could see the New Balance.
New Balance.
He had the New Balance tracky pants on.
Those flared track
pants? Come on, Goody. He's an Adelaide bogan. And it just came out for a second.
Any changes?
I want to see it with my own eyes.
I want to see it too. Any changes? Because Collingwood, Darcy Moore is there, and Ben Reid was named as emergency.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Melbourne, Bernie Vince, Jeffy Garlick kicked three. Peterson was good again. Tom Bugg. They got a few there.
I don't see Bernie Vince coming back in. I reckon there's going to be a discussion of sorts around
just because he took
Moore.
Your glasses that Thursday night.
Oh, that was 12 years ago, Bill. I reckon there's a discussion to be had about Darcy Moore. When you say, is there a decision to be made, as is in the case with the All-Australian team, Bill, someone's got to come out. Who would it be at Collingwood? Is it Chris Mayne?
Well, there's a couple of injuries. Oh, Sire only had a corky, so I'll be right.
I think they like him. Yeah, yep. I think
big
they like him.
Big bum.
Oh, no. Big chassis.
Big chassis.
Yeah, but hard at it. Yeah, he's good.
And
good.
You couldn't possibly contemplate Majacek. As though he was quiet on the weekend, he has put together a really, really good second half of 2008.
No change Collingwood.
No one comes out that side.
I would have thought. No, again, if you want to roll the dice and play more, maybe it's Chris Mayne. But I don't see it happening, but I reckon if he's fit, you have a conversation. Just before we jumped off Collingwood, love what Braden Maynard did when he just went public with his matchup on Toby Green. And what did Buck say, Bill? We told him in a team meeting and then he decided to tell the world.
Everyone.
So, that's it.
But then carried it off, didn't he, Jim?
I reckon I can get him one-on-one.
And he
what
did.
About that?
And the first one that came to him, Toby Green slipped over, just takes a mark and you just go, oh, I've got him.
And he was first one in the fight off the bench at halftime too. He actually had the tracksuit top on. He was in there. First.
That's it. No, I like that too.
And talking about how they've just done and stood up all year, again, missed 4 weeks late in the year, just came back seamlessly. Langdon playing a fantastic season, covering for Schoenberg and Dunn and others and more who've gone down. So they've just all put it together. Sidebottom is now franking the All-Australian form he's in.
Absolutely.
Pendlebury, we now know why he was quiet in week one against West Coast, because he had his teeth rattled and knocked around. And Grundy just performed as he's done all year.
He's a magnificent athlete, Grundy. He's a ruck rover.
Mm.
He just takes off. I love Sidebottom.
So you're picking the Pies, Jim?
No. I'm not because Richmond have given me no reason to ever not pick them again. And until they give me a reason, I'm just going to keep picking them.
We keep waiting for them to fall over, but they won't.
No, they won't. They've been amazing. Hey, speaking of Treloar, the other thing I love about him is the amount of trash he talks. You keep your binoculars on him. He has got his gob open the whole time. I absolutely love it.
He's carried that a bit too, hasn't he?
There was a bit going on.
With the Giants players, ex-Giants players, and the Giants.
There was a bit going on. Tyler Adams, I reckon he likes to say a bit too.
There's a bit going on there, Bill, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
For Coates Hire, Damien Barrett.
Had a good look at Collingwood. That's going to be massive. What about the game Saturday? Melbourne, West Coast in Perth. Things sold out. In fact, I think it was sold out a year ago.
When they built the stadium.
I didn't think they were anywhere near as good, Melbourne, this week as they were last week, but still got the job done.
Yeah, they did. And I reckon what was most impressive, the way I looked at it, Jim, was how they reconfigured at halftime. It hadn't quite worked out. I thought they were in control without being dominantly in control. And then they just got cleaner after halftime, didn't they? And the key to that was Petrarca. He didn't get a lot of it. He never really gets a hell of a lot of it. But I thought he was as crucial as anyone to what happened. I reckon even particularly in that last quarter, actually, when they just kept bringing it forward. And I know we've been talking about him for probably 2, even 3 years now, but Tom McDonald, he just gets better by the match, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Him and even Wiedemann, who was a bit quieter than the week before.
He did enough, though, didn't he?
He did enough. Wiedemann. And then you got Melchum, who's a very, very important player up forward. They got a nice little balance, really good balance.
Crucial goal, Melchum kicked, wasn't it? When they were coming, the Hawks. But to have McDonald now with 53 goals from the 19 games he's played, because we forget that he missed some with that injury that he had there
and
for a while.
And his kicking was no good.
No, it wasn't. As a backman.
As a backman. Now up forward, it's beautiful.
And the makeshift back line with Lever out, similar to Collins. I mean, Sam Frost has just met every challenge he's got.
He's been out seeing the pig.
Oh, yeah.
He has, hasn't he?
Love him.
Yeah. And Oscar McDonald's had his critics over the journey, but he just continually stands up and has stood up now in the two finals he's played. So, and I like how good I know you love him, Jim, Simon Goodwin. Yep. I like how late in the season, was it round 18, 19, 20, whatever it was, Bailey Fritsch just swung him back. And doesn't he look at home when he's got that little bit of extra time than a lot of players seem to have? Neville Jetta just continued his extraordinary form. And I think also, when you look at it now, six goals they kept Geelong to, Bill, in week one, and 10 goals they kept Hawthorn to. So everything's holding up. Viney's an extraordinary story, isn't he?
Nuts. And Harms.
I don't know that I've seen a pound for pound a tougher footballer than Jack Viney. He is extraordinary. He's a midget. Mm. When he's standing next to him, he is a tiny little man. He smashes in as hard as any footballer you'll ever see play the game.
He scares me just watching the game at times. So.
He scares some of the players at training, I think.
Yeah.
For 1 second there, thought about Angus when he went down. I thought, he got a bad head.
Sort of top of the neck. Yeah. Mm. What about that? That might be the worst decision of the year.
Two of them, there were.
That was just a wretched.
The Jordan Lewis one.
He's already on the ground. Is that the one?
That was already on the ground. Has there been any changes or any talk about the sliding rule?
Look, I haven't heard it, Bill, but my take on it, and I think everyone's got a different take, my take on that was the umpires just got those two incidents wrong. I'd like to hope that's the case, because if you're going to umpire a preliminary final weekend and then a grand final weekend with that as the logic to those decisions, I think we're in a world of hurt. But Maxi Gawn just continued his great form too, didn't he?
Grundy was fantastic Saturday night. Gawn was fantastic Friday night. The Ruckman are back, we know that. It'll be a cracking game. The last time they played, of course, in Perth, Melbourne won, but there was no Darling and no Kennedy.
Yes. There was no Viney, though, too.
Yeah, true.
So negates it a little bit.
But those two forwards make a huge difference.
Absolutely, they do.
West Coast do.
You mentioned James Harms, Bill, probably the best player over the 2 weeks, would you say? You package up the two games together. Gawn's up there as well. But Viney. You saw him yesterday after the footy show, and you managed to get a photo of him?
Oh, well, Tony Jones was storming out.
The Chompers.
Yeah, he'd had enough after he copped a bit on Sunday.
Sometimes he deserved it.
Yeah, well, fair enough, too. He just had enough, so he's storming out.
Oh, not happy.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and then filthied up.
I saw...
Did the Chompers filthy up?
It was a quick goodbye.
Oh, no.
And storming out, and Harmsy was sitting there. I said, we've got to get a photo of you two. Tony said, no.
Harmsy was
jumped up. He goes, come on, Dad.
Oh, no.
So Tony Jones had to stop.
Oh, no.
And they go, and we got a photo with the two Chompers. But good on Harmsy for doing that.
TJ, legitimately filthy up.
Bill?
Maybe.
Oh! Was it because he was it Nath Brown prodding?
Well, no, it was a bit of that, and then Kane had his best five moments.
Hello,
and I don't think he likes the Rebecca Judd kiss. That
no,
when you watch it, it's she yeah, actually bit, pulls right bit away.
Sort of awkward. Yeah. Tight talks.
And there was a couple of those again, and he just and I think he did say
mind you, the 25th replay of it on the one show might have been about 23 too many.
Yeah, and he did have a little. He got the button there and just said to Mitch upstairs. Oh.
Bill
if I see this on again.
Oh, no. Hey, the Hawks bounced out in straight sets. Yeah.
To me, it's a really disappointing season, and I'm not putting the silver
thanks,
lining
Thomas.
On it on the back of them finishing fourth and then getting out in those 2 weeks. Jim, I reckon some people will be wanting to look at and focus on the fact that they got top four in a year where some people had them outside the eight, but when you get there and then you go out in straight sets, I think you need to delve a bit deeper. And I reckon they bat really thin in a midfield collection.
They do.
And I think also, too, there were some big names, not just their lesser lights, but some big names who had two bad finals. And I reckon that's... Look, I felt sorry for Gunston, who kicked 3-5 in the loss to Melbourne.
Good.
He was good. He had eight shots at goal kept them in it. Okay, he missed some goals and he missed some questionably because of kicking around the body, but that's what he's done and that's what he does. So I give him a full tick because he responded to what the quiet week went before, but Burgoyne didn't have a good double finals.
He didn't.
Mitchell was down over the 2 weeks. Again, down off a massive high benchmark.
Got a good bump.
But still down.
Neville Jetta clean him up beautifully. Yep.
Roughhead didn't have the impact. Smith didn't have the impact. Bruce didn't have the impact. I'm disappointed in what they dished up in the 2 weeks of finals. And Alistair Clarkson's not someone to say, okay, boys, that was a good effort, is he? He's going to seek, I think, recourse. And that's why they're now really gearing up for this trade period. They always do. But Dylan Shield just looms even larger than he was before the game. Because of O'Meara not being available for that game too, they were even exposed more than they would have been, even if he was
available. That his knee?
Yeah, I believe it was.
So the Giants, there seems to be players on the move.
There has to be, Bill.
And so Shield is one, you just said?
Shield's one. Again, they'll play it out until the trade period officially starts, which is not until Monday, week after the grand final. That's the official start of it. But yeah, as you know, Bill, and as we've been discussing on this program now for 6 months, they've got $1 million they need to clear out of their salary cap, and that now becomes very real. It's very much in front of them. Rory Lobb's another one who can be clearing out a fair bit of money in the one hit, and the interest from the two Perth clubs, and particularly, I would think, West Coast, because Fremantle's having a real trouble selling themselves to prospective people. It's why Tim Kelly... Bill, from your club, Geelong, I believe will only look at West Coast if he is to move this year. So, yeah, but they've got a fair bit to play out.
Settlefield is another one, is it?
What's he's only played the two. Yeah,
I know. But there's a few of those.
There's a few of them, And look, they'll be able to, maybe package up a Settlefield and someone lesser, so to speak, to get it close to the $1 million. But the Shield one looms very, very large.
You've got some boys who play for that team. I was obviously watching them Saturday night, who, if they were anywhere else, and I'm talking about Hopper, I'm talking about Taranto, if they were playing for a Melbourne club, they would be looming as future superstars of that club and the game.
Yeah.
But they're about seventh in line up there, aren't they? I mean, it's extraordinary. Taranto's a really high draft pick and an extraordinarily talented kid.
Yes, and he's having had a good year.
Had a good year. Yeah. Hopper's a really good kid.
Yeah.
But they're just so far back with their mix. And when Scully comes back and suddenly there's another midfield spot gobbled up, it's an interesting, a good problem to have. But they are, you wonder if they're developing the same way.
Who's the pick of that bunch, Jim? Is it Coniglio? I think he arguably put the... with Kelly out. Yep. I think he arguably put the best season together because Kelly missed so much footy in the end.
No, he's a jet.
On two stretches.
Absolute jet. Yeah. Cal Ward's a ripper.
Yeah.
Love the way he goes about it.
Speaking of disappointing players, though, we just rattled through a few Hawthorn names there. Cameron was really ordinary. I reckon... I know he got 50 goals for the year, but... He just doesn't have the presence that I think we all thought he was going to have when we go back to looking at him in the early stages of 2012 and 13 when that club was introduced to the AFL and he was introduced to the system.
I wonder if they're playing him. Bill, you are a former high forward. I would have him playing the role you used to play. Not the decoy we take the piss out of. The fact that you are up the ground.
Yeah.
And then entering, that's where he should be. He's too deep for mine. He's not a pack marking forward.
No,
he doesn't stand under the footy when it comes in high.
And you don't see him lead a lot. No, on a lead and take
like a Revold.
He's a poor man.
That's an extreme.
He's nowhere near as good as Nick. But that same sort of thing, getting up, hitting it and bringing
does
it back.
Does he work hard enough for that?
I reckon that's questionable.
Yeah, because he doesn't chase. You know, a couple of times you're looking at him and he just didn't chase at all. His work rate wasn't. And Cameron took him off early, actually, because he didn't go. And now I don't know if that he didn't run through the ball. That collision with
Harris Andrews,
if that's just worried him a bit.
Yeah, but even up until that moment, Bill, I don't think he'd been putting together an outstanding season. He might have been solid to that point, but it wasn't something we were going to be talking about in terms of him being an All-Australian candidate, even
so
at that
two
stage.
Losing prelims and now a losing semi.
Yeah.
Are they going? Are you buying or are you selling?
I'm selling.
GWS.
Yeah,
Scott.
And I'm not getting as much as I would have got six weeks ago, even, are you? Because the fact of the matter is, someone goes out of that mix now already, and therefore they're already depleted going into next year, having failed to get there in the three seasons in which they had planned and absolutely prepared for the future in winning a flag in either 16, 17, all right, and I think we reflect on it, and ended up being the 2016 prelim final, which they had at home. Kellen Ward went down early, and I reckon they're going to look back on that and go, that was our moment, gone at that point in time.
Dusty's knee, anything at all in this?
Yeah, there's a little bit going on with it. I'm not sure it's a knee, it could be a leg, it could be it's just a niggle down low in the leg, Bill.
New
but
tattoo.
There's something going on with it. Look, he's going to play, but you don't walk off the track as he did.
From?
Yeah, just out of nowhere. It didn't. His form hasn't fallen away, has it?
They didn't play on the weekend. No. All of a sudden, he's got this.
Had a training session on. It was Friday, wasn't it? Yeah. They had the training session, and he's trained or moved to the side of the group again today. There's something going on there, Bill. Just a little something. Just a little finals nervous moment for
the
Tigers.
See any local footy on the weekend? Any grand finals?
I saw one on the Sunday footy show yesterday. You brought to the attention of our hundreds of thousands of viewers.
I'm just trying to keep the locals.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, Damo. And that's having a piece of Paul Ruse. Are we doing it next, Radzi?
No, maybe break after next.
It's all about Ruse, isn't it?
I can't believe what's happened in the NEAFL Grand Final.
19 on the ground.
19 on the ground.
Again.
Well, the Swans had 19 on the ground.
Of course they did.
Against North. And
daylight robbery against North.
That's right.
So, I want a piece of him. Yeah. The super coach. Get it sorted, please, Radzi.
That was Damo's recovery session. Coates Hire will help make your project happen. 13 15 52 or coateshire.com.au.